Kill the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
To our God. God bless you all. God bless you and you. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Good morning over here in the United States of America, Eastern Standard Time. God is good. Somebody come on, my God, and help me and say his mercy endures forever. I'm telling you right now, like the songwriter say, every praise is due unto my God. I want you to do something for me, amen. I want you to shout for what's to come. I want you to go ahead and give him, my God, the praise of what's to come, amen. Because what's to come in your life is greater than what you're experiencing right now. I'm telling you right now, you deserve it. You earned it, amen. You don't been through the pressing. You don't been through the pushing. You don't been through everything else, my God. So you might as well just go ahead and shout for what's to come. Understand this. There's nothing wrong for thanking God for what you already have. There's nothing wrong with that. But I want you to keep in mind that what you have now, you already shouted for that before you got it. You already claimed that before you got it. Come on now. How many of you claimed that opportunity for that finance to come in and you got it? How many of you don't claim different things, amen, before it done happened to you in your life as it is right now and you got it? So you might as well don't, if it ain't broken, don't try to fix it. So you might as well keep going and giving God some praise and giving God some shout for what's to come. Amen. I declare and decree that you'll begin to speak some things out in the distance, but it can come when? Right into your life when? Right now. My God, don't get me started. We thank God for our families and friends in the United States of America. We give God the glory to all over the world that tuning in, my God, with the social media church family. We thank God for Norway, Fiji. We thank God for South Africa, United Kingdom. We thank God for that, for you as well. Europe, we thank God as well. We thank God also for Canada. It is a blessing for you all to tune in as well. We just thank God for what he is doing. My God, his mercy endures forever. I'm telling you, you look towards the hill for which cometh your help. By now, you should realize, amen, that your help is the help of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. So let's go ahead and get into the broadcast, and we're going to get ready to bring our very own evangelist, Electra Janita. And before then, we're going to go ahead and bring on the prayer of the hour, Minister Shaquita. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle, and good morning. God bless the saints also. We would like to thank you once again for tuning in at our executive meeting with God, and we would like to thank God for sitting at the table with us at the executive meeting. And this morning, God, in the morning, oh God, we thank you, Jesus. I will direct my day to you, oh God. Good morning, Lord. This is a day that you have made, and I will rejoice, God, and be glad in it with gratitude, God. And I thank you for preserving my life one more day with gratitude, oh God. I am thankful for your ultimate gift of love for me, oh God. In the sign of your form, God, the sacrifice that you made on his life on our behalf, oh God. Because of this overwhelming gift, oh God, I cannot comprehend, oh God. I humbly submit to you, oh God. I know, Lord, that I am a mere human, oh God, and I cannot instruct you, oh God. But you, Lord, can instruct me, oh God. So teach me, oh Lord, the ways that I will rely on you, oh God, faithfully, oh God. Teach me to number my days, oh God, to use time wisely, oh God. I do not know what this day holds, oh God, but I know that you hold the day, oh God. It was you, Lord, that laid the foundation of the earth and therefore understands every part of it, oh God. I know that you keep the sun in the sky, God, and you have created the earth, oh God. For me, it is inhabitable and to enjoy it, oh God. Throughout this day, God, may we be keenly in the way of the presence of everything we do, it be it to you, oh God. As we do commute, God, to work and drop our kids off to school and keep the house and speak with our names, oh God, may our life be a life example and that serves unto you, God, that others may see Christ in us, oh God. There are many, many, many that are hurting, God, but may we be the way to solve the sum of the day, oh God. It's in you, oh God, may we be the light, oh God, that show that there is truth, oh God, in you. May we continue to, God, to press on, God, and be what you asked us to be, oh God. And we shall march to the beat of your drum. It's in your name, oh God, I pray this day. And it's your name, oh God, I pray every day this day forth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. As we rose this morning, we say good morning and happy, this happened a happy day. I'm just so thankful and grateful this morning that I am able to come before the Lord. I just have an attitude of gratitude that, and just so thankful that I can say that I'm saying the word say, that I can say that there are some things in my life that I've overcame, or I can say on this morning that it is the end of different things that I've lingered on and held on to for God knows how long. The end, no matter how my respiratory may be on today, but in my mental, in my spiritual, I am healed because God is my healer. I have a roof over my head because God is my provider. I no longer have to sit in a state of worryation because I know who God is in my life. The thing that everybody need to apply to their lives is to start speaking things as if they were, or decreeing and declaring things, you making a bold statement about what you are not going to allow to hinder you in your life. The spoken word is what that it goes a long way. It has no ending. It has no ending. We say that, oh, it landed here, or I was saying this, or I was saying that. But we already know that God's words just go, there is no ending. There is no ending. And on this morning, I just want to go back and remind us, and I'm learning to love the King James Version of words, and I read it, and then I go over into the New Living Translation, or NIV. But I want to talk about the spoken word again, because you are at the end of something in your life, and you need to start. We need, the word of God says in Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And in the New Living Translation, it says, you will succeed in whatever you choose to do, and light will shine on the road ahead of you. And today we want to talk about decreeing and declaring things, seeing things as they are, looking at a situation and to speak. Not sit and complain about it, but get in your mind that sickness will no. I decree and declare that sickness will no longer overtake me. I decree and declare that poverty will no longer overtake me. I decree and declare that I shall be prosperous because I am an heir of Christ. See, the problem is that we sit and we try to do things, and we use our mouths in the wrong area. But even the song today said praises. We need to start speaking things more than actually your spoken word should meet up with your action. In Psalms 92, the psalmist said that he would that the Lord was his, the Lord is his refuge. You're speaking a word saying that God is my refuge. God is my safety place. God is my everything. And once you get into a place where you can always start speaking, we do not talk, we talk about the wrong things too much. If you do not know what to decree and declare, because this one thing, a couple of months ago, you know, it's been over a couple of months ago, I was having a conversation. It was with Apostle Temple one day, and he was telling me about the power of decreeing and declaring. It's been well over 6 months, 7 months ago, and he said, if you don't know what to decree and declare, start searching the scriptures, things that apply to you, and start speaking those things out, and things will start changing in your life. See, we get caught up on the negativity when God is looking for us to come to him in the positive, because God is not a negative God. God is a God that he wants us to delight in him. God is a God that he wants us to remind him of his word. And as you're reminding him of his word, things are starting to change. Things are starting to change in the light of what you're doing, in the light of what you're saying. And see, one thing about it, if you can take the negativity out of your life, just start thinking of the things that's negative in your life. Each one that you take out, you replace it with a positive, then the positive take over the negative. Now, one thing I'm learning to sit and say, I am asthmatic, and I have to sit and think. When people ask me, how are you doing, and I'm very guilty of it. I'll start going in to talk about how much I'm breathing, how hard it is to breathe. And just yesterday, the Holy Spirit convicted me of it, and he said I should decree and declare that I am an overcomer. I am victorious. Because every time I keep talking about that situation, I'm opening up a door for Satan to come back and attack me in that area. So I need to keep my mind off of that and stop giving the invitation or the access for it to come back into my life. But to continue, it may be there. It's something I may go through all the rest of the days of my life, but I don't have to keep speaking it. I don't have to keep talking about it. So what the Spirit said to me last night, what your answer is, all is well. It is well. That's what you can sit and say. You can sit and say, all is well, or it is well, because you know that you're working on, you know that you have a system put in place to help you overcome or to add to help you breathe a little better throughout the day. So why do you constantly keep talking about it? Why do you constantly, when people call you about it, you keep saying, you telling them what the situation is instead of speaking a negative? Instead of speaking a negative, you replace it with a positive. And that's where decreeing and declaring come in. That's when you find in the Bible and start speaking those things. Start reminding God of your situation, that you're no longer in that situation, that you want better in your life, that you can do better in your life. It reminds me, thank you, Holy Spirit, of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was in a situation because of disobedience, his disobedience period, and the prophet came and told him that he was not going to live. He was laying in a bed sick, and the prophet, and I'm paraphrasing, and told him that he was not going to live. But Hezekiah knew that if he turned and he spoke the words of God, he reminded God of all the goodness that he had done. Yes, I may have been disobedient. Yes, I got some negative things going on in my life, Father. But let me remind you that spoken word, and what took place was God allowed Hezekiah's life to be extended. But Hezekiah wasn't in a place where he was afraid to talk to God. And I know we may have some Christians on the line that's tradition, because when I was brought up, I was told that I could not have those type of conversations with God. But I'm here to tell you on today, I'm not Hezekiah, but what I have chosen to do, and I did it now 3 years ago, I took his example. And I went back before the Lord and I said, Father God, I know that I'm in a place right now, it's going on 4 years, that my respiratory is so bad, and everybody has thrown in the towel on me, including myself. I'm laying in this bed, walking around where oxygen can't get from one foot to the next, where I'm about to pass out, head out, about to just fall to the ground. But can I remind you of some things? See, my spoken words went out into the atmosphere, and not only did my spoken words go out into the atmosphere, God is an examiner of the heart. God is an examiner. See, God knew when I went before him withholding nothing and telling him what I needed from him, asking, putting a petition in, and reminding him of some things that I have done, and to help his people, even if he told me to or not, I still laid in that bed, and I told God, Father God, I'm not ready to go. I'm not ready, Lord, because see, I know that you set me aside for a time such as this on today. But I had to learn how to speak to God, and I had to speak to him without fear of him, but reverential fear of who he is. But I knew that the words that came out of my mouth, God accepted them. And I knew I went to him knowing that a change was going to come in my life, because I had got so bold. I had gotten to a place in my weakness, yet I was weak, but I was bold. Yet I was weak, but I was confident. Yet I was weak, I was courageous. Yet I was weak during my time of being laid flat on my back. I entered into a relationship with God. And that relationship right there was a surface relationship. But because God decided to grant my petition, to listen to my reminder, he put me into a place when he rose me, when I resurrected, when he redeemed me, he put me into a place where I was able to seek him a little bit more. And then when I started seeking him, I learned how to start speaking more. I learned, and it's a process, I learned to start removing things that would hinder me and start replacing things that would take me to another level. And this is the importance of decreeing. This is the importance of saying the things. Monday night, it was brought up that we should say the end. You should speak the end. You should start saying the end. And I found that to be so profound, because we normally, instead of you constantly talking about something, if you see the word the end, that means that you should not speak on it anymore. That means that you should not engage in something anymore. That means that it is no longer should surface in your life, no matter what your circumstances is. We have to get into a place where our faith, we believe in the words that we're saying. Because if you don't believe it, or it's just because you don't see it manifest overnight, does not mean that God is not going to do what he says that he can do, because we also know that his word does not come back void. If God has told you that you healed, God has told me that I'm healed. He has told me that I am healed. So it's no reason for me to constantly keep going back to him about my respiratory situation, because guess what? I believe it. Now, sometimes it get, like I said, I will speak about it, but because I'm speaking about it does not mean that I don't believe it. I just have to come get into a place where I reverse the conversation, and if I'm not saying it as well, I'm saying I am healed. The spoken word, you are what you think it. If you continuously think negative, you're going to have negative. Apostle Temple, can you help me out here this morning?
Amen. God bless you all. Amen. You know, it's so much so much of things that you don't share it and you don't share with the people. One of the things that I want to just tap into a little bit how the Lord spoke to you and say you was healed. And many people, the Lord don't spoke to you and say and told you that you were healed, but it don't seem like you healed. And this is the thing that we don't learn what healing is. We learned that, and we don't digest and have a perspective that healing is something that the situation is over. Your situation, your condition, you know, all this stuff is no more. You know, I don't have it no more. It's gone, you know. And we describe that as a healing. Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but we have to get the proper diagnosis. I love it when, evangelists, when you were sharing about what the Holy Ghost spoke to you about and had to, you know, redirect you and recorrect you on your outlook on the things that you said pertaining to your condition. And one of the things then, what she shared, and I know for it, that is the Holy Ghost for a fact. Because one thing about the Holy Ghost, and when God speaks, he's very thorough. He's very thorough about situation and circumstances pertaining to what is in place in your life. And sometimes many people miss that the Lord is speaking or the Holy Ghost is speaking to them to where it goes over them. And one other part that I want everyone to look at, because this is healing, and this is the reminder of the Holy Ghost of healing, that the evangelist, she shared with us, and she said, the Holy Ghost shared with her and said, did the Lord put some things in place, you know, for you, for you could have, you know, breathe or whatever. Did he put things in place? Well, you got to understand something. A healing, it comes, sometimes God will heal in many different ways. And one of the ways that he will heal in is in instruction. Your condition might not be gone, but it's, guess what, it's livable. And one thing about a healing is basically saying that the situation that you've been dealing with is not going to take you out. I'm going to give you information, or I'm going to give you instruction for you to overcome. Amen. For you to overcome. So in other words, you can live with a thorn in your flesh. Y'all about to hear me. You can live with a thorn in your side, but you can't live with a thorn that'll pierce your heart. Amen. And what I mean, where you don't pierce that area to where it don't took you out. Other words, the Lord says it ain't going to go no further than here. Amen. That's where it's going to stop. And it's not going to overtake you, or it's not going to, other words, overtake you to the point to where that is to cause you to leave this earth. Amen. You got to understand some things that God will leave there, and it seems like it's been harsh. It's been, it seems like, my God, where are you? Why you cannot deal with this? And God is dealing with it, and he deal with discretion. Some things he wants you to use natural remedies. You got to use natural source to take care of a natural situation. Understand this, saints of God, that the body we're living in is a temporary body, this body. And sometimes God probably chooses fit to make it complete, make things wipe it out, and sometimes he doesn't. But one thing I love about him, that what he doesn't seems like he's doing, but he already did, and we're in a situation is able to live in. Thing that I love about the Lord will always remind us that you are better than where you think you are. You are better. Amen. And just like evangelist giving God the praise in spite of how she feel in condition. Amen. Do you know it's over 200,000 people that die for coronavirus that wish they could take a little wheeze of air? Let me say that again, because I think that went over different international country head. Amen. Do you know, even in your own country, I don't care if you're in Norway, United Kingdom, wherever you at, South Africa, do you know that how many people wish, my God, that they could take, my God, that air they could take every now and then, stand a bit on life support or a ventilator every now and then, if they got to walk around with a little oxygen here and there, help them through some rough season, amen, or some rough flare-ups, amen. Do you know that they will accept that? sometimes we have to look at, and you got to look at your situation and realize how blessed you are. And one thing about people, we get caught up more into the situation other than getting caught up than what God is doing. Now, I want to put that to the side for a minute because I want to tap into this little area about decreeing and declaring. Amen. I want to help you for a second, people, really to understand that when we say we decree and declare, I know I use it a lot. Amen. And one of my mentors, she uses it all the time. And that's just a form of prayer, from a thing that where she comes from. One thing when you say I decree, you are speaking from a place of authority. You're not speaking from a place of, well, God, I guess. You're not guessing. You are coming from a place of authority. When I say I decree, I'm coming from a place of authority, and I'm coming from a place of my identity and my God-given right. Amen. I'm coming from that place. I'm not questioning it. I'm not wondering and pondering. I'm not trying to figure it out. I'm not trying to hope it's going to work out. No, when I say I declare, when you say you declare, when you say you decree it, when you decree a thing, amen, you coming from a place that I go beyond I believe with faith is going to happen. I go beyond my belief that it's going to happen. I know for a fact because I'm coming from a place of authorityship. Now, when I say I declare, when I declare a thing, I'm coming from not from a place of I'm coming from a place of authorityship, but I'm utilizing or I'm exercising my authority with commands. I'm exercising it with commands. Amen. I'm not praying. I'm not asking if it's going to happen. No, I'm commanding it that it is going to happen. Amen. So when I declare, my God, when I decree a thing, amen, I'm coming with authority. I'm coming with my God-given right authority. I know my place in the spirit realm. I know my authority in my spirit realm. I know the identity that God done put over my life. I know the mantle that is over my life. And when I decree a thing, I'm giving a commandment. I decree that things is going to turn around. I'm commanding it that turn around. I decree that things going to be in order. I'm commanding that it's going to be in order. I decree that at the end, I decree that things going to be broken. I'm commanding that it is going to be broken. Amen. So we have to walk in. We got to know who we are. We got to know. So many people will pick up words and they will pick up different things and they begin to speak it and they begin to say, wait a minute. Well, they just said it worked, but it didn't work for me. Well, I just want to let you know a backdrop to that. Amen. It's a backdrop to that because you need to, number one, walk into God's will. Everything lines up in the will of God. Amen. You can declare and decree, mm-hmm. or decree or declare such a thing, but you're outside of the will of God. It ain't nothing going to happen. I'm going to let you know that right now. All you're doing is speaking air. You're speaking breath. Now, when you begin to line up in the will of God, you come into God, you presenting yourself before God, not only as a submitted servant, but you understand your position or your identity as a servant. Amen? My God, the man of God mm-hmm. says, when I was a child, I acted as a child. But when I become of age, I put away what? All childish things. So I'm not coming to God as a little kid, amen, a little kid that doesn't have maturity, but I'm coming to God, or I'm coming in the spirit realm as an individual that has maturity, and I understand my authority or the boundaries that God gave me for I can begin to walk in or operate into that authority, amen, into that authority. Because, number one, it's proven by God. God approved me to walk into that authority. Not only that, not only for me to walk in that authority, but it's also for me to command in that area. I'm commanding in that area. I'm not questioning a thing. I'm not asking a thing. I'm not asking something to happen. I'm not hoping something to happen. I'm commanding that something is going to happen, and it's whatever the petition is. It's just like you have a refrigerator. I use this illustration many a time. You have a refrigerator, amen, and that, number one, you understand the identity of the refrigerator, right? The identity of the, you know what the identity, you know what the refrigerator come to do. You know what it's there for. It's there to keep your food cold, give you a long life, shelf life on certain things, and keep your it's there to store food products. It's there to store your products. Amen. So you understand the identity of the refrigerator, and you understand what the refrigerator purpose is, or what it is set to do. Amen. So now, my God, your command in that refrigerator is your command in that refrigerator is when you go to the store, you buy some products to put in that refrigerator. So you just command it. You didn't ask, I wonder, is this refrigerator going to get some products today? No, you went to the store and you did what? You put that in that refrigerator. You didn't ask the refrigerator, do you want some products today? Do you need some products today? Are you going to keep this product cool today? Are you going? No, you walk into what? Impulses. You walk into, you ain't even thinking about that thing. You went and got some products, put it in there, and that refrigerator did not what? Have no say-so that this can't go in there. You don't get this. That can't go in there. I told you don't give me that one time before. I hope you buy something else to put me in there. Now, what you did, whatever you bought or whatever you got from the store that needs to go in that refrigerator, what do you did? Took it from the store, put it out of your bag, and put it in there without no question. Well, that's the same way when I declare a thing, amen, I'm not questioning it. I am demanding it. I'm not wondering. I'm not pondering. I'm demanding. Because why? That's where it goes. It get put in me. If God don't spoke it already, he don't spoke your healing. Let me talk to somebody all over the world. If he don't spoke your healing, he don't told you your blessing, he don't told you different things that are in your life, what in the world are you questioning it about? What in the world are you asking it about? Baby, put it in your refrigerator because it belongs to you. You better declare, you better decree that thing. You better decree that I am healed. You better declare that it is so. It's not because I'm wondering and pondering and figuring it out. I'm letting the second the heavens know. That's the demonic, that's the demonic realm to let them know that it is so. And ain't nothing you could do about it other than back off. Amen? Because why? That's where it belongs. I'm not questioning it. I'm not trying to ask about it. I'm not going to tiptoe around it. No, the Bible declares that God says, watch this, remind me of my word. So therefore, I am declaring that it is so. I'm declaring that it's going to turn around. I'm declaring that you shall live and not die. I'm declaring that whatever promise that God said, it will come to pass. In the name of who? Jesus. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. That's right, Apostle. And I and as I say, God always brings a revelation. We just have to grab hold to it. That's why it is so good. And when you decreeing and declaring, just be thankful. Give him his thanksgiving. Give him, I know I like to walk around and just talk to God. Sometimes I just sing to him. I praise him. It doesn't matter how it sounds because it's coming from within. I believe the words that he say to me. I believe that he said, I am healed. I believe it. So I have to still get up and thank him. So I may not even be able to talk, but I don't have a problem with getting up and throwing my hands in the air or putting a jug, my little crazy dance that I do. But God knows I believe, I trust, and I receive what he has told me. That's why I don't have a problem. This is why when he on last night, he had to remind me as I remind him, you're going backwards. Don't let this situation, how many times have you, when people call you and sit and say, oh, it's going to get better, you say it is better. Or don't sit and let it keep you down. I'm not. I'm keep walking. I'm keep talking. I continuously praise the Lord. So when an episode comes, I got to keep that same mindset. I cannot go back on the words that I have already spoken out of my mouth. I'm looking for, I'm in a season where I want my faith to be, I want to be like the eraser man. Y'all might be too young to know about that, but it used to be a cartoon that it was a person, an eraser man. He was stretched, he was bent, he was folded over, and that's where I want to be. I do not want to be in a place where my mind is totally consumed, thinking that I shall die, when I've already decreed and declared that I shall live and I shall not die. I want to say that I don't give Satan any type of authority over my life for speaking about him. But on today, I want to sit and say, when the light shines, when the light bulb comes on, when the Holy Spirit lets you know that you may be trying to go back into an area and grant access. But see, when he come back before you in the wee morning, in the wee time of the morning, in that early morning, and wake you up and give you a revelation and tell you, look around, you still here. Look around, you overcame the oxygen tank. Look around, you got up off your deathbed. Then you get to the point where you start praising God. You start praising him in advance. You thank him. So I let Satan know on today, you should have took me out long time ago, because on today, you're a new creature in Christ. And I'm not just saying it because I'm in the air, on the air. I'm saying it because that's what God put in me. Yeah, I may be a little loud. I may be a little emotional right now. But one thing, I do know that Satan cannot have the breath that's in my body, because I decree and declare that I am conqueror. I am a conqueror. I decree and declare that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I decree and declare that God has set me aside for a time such as this. I decree and declare that I will continue to engage in the assignment that God has given me, that Satan has no authority over me. And this is where each and every last one of them, I don't know what your circumstances is, but I was I'm in a place where if I can help somebody else, I can tell you where my mind is. Because, see, I have no shame. I have no shame, because at the end of the day, God wonderfully made me. He wonderfully created me. He took my shame and turned it into fame in my life. I no longer have to walk around with my head down. I no longer have to sit and say, oh, Lord, this attack even worse. I'm going to die, Father God. Please don't kill me. No, I already decreed and declared that faith. I already trusted and believed him that his word shall not come back void. I have to get my mindset together. And I can honestly and truly say on today, it is the end. It is the end of worryation. It is the end of second guessing the word of God. It is the end. And I am decreeing it and declaring it. And what everybody that's under the sound of my voice, you need to get into a place where you stop having mind battles, letting your mind battles beat you up every time a situation comes. See, what I understand is each and every time Satan comes up against me to try to attack my respiratory, I'm now in a place to sit and let him know I am in my fortress. I am in my refuge. You need to go to another area now, because I truly believe the word of God and I decree it and declare it. So that means that it is so. In Jesus' name, do not allow the enemy to fool you. Continue to hold on to the word of God, whatever he has told you, whatever encounter you have had with the Lord. You is nobody on this phone. You may have not had a big encounter, but it's a situation that came up in your life that only God could have brought you out of it. It could have been when you was a child. It could have been in your teens. It could have been as a young adult. Or it could have been as early as last night. But I didn't tell you on today, do not give the enemy the tools to disrupt what God has already imparted in you. Stand bold, stand confident, and know that it is the end to whatever that circumstance is. That situation may continue to occur over and over, but do not allow it to attack your spirituality. Do not allow it to attack your mentality. Allow your I know. And I do know that God is a way maker. I do know that God is a healer. I do know that God is my provider. I do know that God loves me unconditionally. And he says that I shall live and I shall not die. His word does not come back voided. And that's all that matters to me. Yes, I will continue to do the things, use wisdom to do the things that he has placed before me to help me in my process of continuing to live. I'm going to say it again. I decree and declare, and this comes from every fiber, every existence, every artery, the up my lungs, that I shall live and not die. It's an attitude that you have to have, people. We have to change our attitude, our way of thinking. Stop looking at the negative and know that the positive will always prevail. Know that the positive in Christ will always prevail, because at the end of the day, if you're trusting in him and you're confident in his word and you believe him because you have a personal relationship with him, you should know by now that he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. You should know by now that the words that come out of your mouth shall be acceptable to him. God is not going to sit there and constantly agree with you or even allow you. The Holy Spirit should quicken you and sit and say, these words not acceptable to God. That's not what God is telling you. God has told you that you're more than a conqueror. God has let you know that you are an ambassador. You have authority over your situation. And this is what we need to apply in this day and time. Apply the words of God. Let the words of God come out of your mouth. As you go on today, give God his thanksgiving. Give him his praise. I don't care what you're doing. You may be in a place where you're working. Take time out. You don't have to say it out loud. You can sit and mimic it. You can say, you may be where you don't want people to hear what you have to say, or you may be in a place that you cannot sit and speak it out loud. But do a gesture. So put your hands up in the air and just wave them unto the Lord. Sit and let the words come out of your mouth, even if you have to mimic them. You sit and you do the words where you're saying something, but nothing is coming out of your mouth. Give praises unto the Lord, whatever your circumstances. Do not, because I'm going to tell you something. When you allow your circumstances to beat you, your mental go down the drain. Depression sets in. Worry sets in. Nothing goes right. You get to the place where you don't even want to get up out of your bed. But I sit and tell you, ADM is an awakened deliverance ministry. You got to wake yourself up. And it is no coincidence that you are waking up in the morning and coming to the executive meeting to be fed, to give you the words to help you in certain circumstances and situations. Continue to do so. Do not be defeated. Do not be a defeated foe, but instead be victorious in everything that you do. If you don't know nothing else, there's a song that says, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory is mine. And then it starts replaying, joy is mine, peace is mine. Whatever you are, whatever you need, even if you just sing that song, you are allowing Satan and his diabolical imps to know that you are not welcome in this place, that only the Holy Spirit is residing here. You have been evicted, so get on up out of my way. Ending your demise, you are dead. Your ending has come, because now on today, I am an overcomer. Apostle Temple, do you have anything you would like to add in conclusion?
No, God bless you all. Everything is said. Everything is done, but you know, that's why we share with people to spend more of their time focused on your relationship. So many people spend so much of time trying to minister to others, trying to prophesize and dissect different people's life and be in the boxing ring with the devil all the time, to where you miss so many things that God's trying to teach you how to play offense, but we're too busy playing defense. And God's trying to teach you how to win. And there's so many people are not winning because there's so much information on came across to where they'll focus on other stuff other than God is trying to prosper their life. Understand that. It's not nothing selfish trying to get your life to prosper. It's nothing selfish praying for yourself. I remember I was taught that if you need God to do something for you, you pray for somebody else. But I later on, walking with the Holy Ghost, that concept is not the right approach. Because while you trying to pray for somebody else and you're looking at somebody else's condition, that you really don't know or understand that they chose the condition that they were in. That condition probably be a way of their judgment or something that God have to chastise them, or they made their bed, they got to lay in. So we got to stop trying to be this good Christian citizen and understand that God is the Savior and God is the healer, and spend a more time focus on your life, walking with the Lord, and let the Lord do things within you. And you will see a totally difference in your life and what God has for you. God bless you. I'm out. Back to you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. And we just want to continue to encourage someone. And the things that are being spoke of, we cannot speak about it if we have not been in that place. There is no perfect person. We are imperfect people. So what we have to do is get into a place where we just able to receive what God has said, and just not just receive it, but believe it, because you can receive something for 1 minute and the next minute it's out of your sight. If it's not happening, it's out of sight, out of mind. And we need to keep in our mind at all times that God would never leave us nor forsake us. He wants great things for us. We should know that God wants the best for us. Why? Because he created us. He wants the best for his children. He wants us to live in an area where we can touch the things that you have prayed for, the things that you have decreed and declared. He wants you to be in a place where they can manifest in your life. You want to live as it is in heaven, right here on earth. You want to reap the benefits. So don't sit and second guess. Don't second guess. Let your mind, whatever the Holy Spirit puts in your mind, and you know it's the Holy Spirit, because you are walking with God. You are talking with God. God is your everything. Then don't second guess it, no matter what your circumstances is, no matter how you woke up today, no matter what stumbling block may come or obstacle, just continue to speak things into existence and believe what you say. Always, we love you, but you realize that God loves you more. We pray that you receive something on today that you can apply in your life, because we know that God knowledge is power, and we know that the Holy Ghost, once it's plugged in, that light is going to shine, and that light is inside of you if you receive it. So go about your day today. Give God thanksgiving. Give him praise. Decree and declare some things into your life. Don't just speak them. Be about it. Know about it. Allow it to overcome you. His positiveness to overcome you. And remember, whatever your circumstances is, it is ended in the name of Jesus. It is the end. We will see you on tomorrow at 7 a.m. We just thank you, and God thanks you more for being in his presence, making him your first priority in the morning. Now go about and command your day. Remember, you are victorious. You have the authority to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Don't second guess it. Go out and let the world know that I am victorious. And wherever you are victorious of, Speak it into the atmosphere. Speak it. Let people know. Don't be ashamed, because God is not ashamed of you. In Jesus, we say, have a beautiful, glorious day in the Lord, and have an attitude of gratitude. We will see you in the morning, and we say peace, shalom. Have a beautiful day.